Okay. We start with the discussion of whether you make a bracha on something that's usher to eat or not. So the Ravid holds that our Mishnah says that if you ate things that are usher, so ain't mezamnim aleihem. You don't say birchas hazimun. So the Ravid says zimun you don't say because it's not a choshev achila to be considered a kthias. That people ate together, that's not a choshuva eating. But l'maisa, you're in the henna from this world, you have to make a bracha. So you make a bracha, tchil of a sof, what's it called, even though you ate something that's awesome. The Rambam holds that you don't make a bracha b'chlal, not beginning, not end. And the Mishnah says, ain't mezamnin, before you don't make any bracha. Now, the chiddush is that even a person who eats pachas mikashir, give him a starif to a zimun. But if you ate something osur, you're not mitzdarif to azim. But you mice, you don't make any brach at all. That's what the Ritva says. And the Kesef Mishnah says, since by the ones that it says that it's only a minimal isur, not really osur, that mezamnin even, so it said lo mezamnin on the other ones. But the other ones really, you don't make a brach on altogether. Okay. One of the rayas of the Rambam is that it says by Shamus that ate less than a kezayis, ain't mezamnin. You surely don't make a bracha either. If he ate less than a kezayis, a bracha achrona. Still it says ain't mezamnin. So you see, you could use the lashon ain't mezamnin even if it means that you don't make a bracha at all. The Rosh learns like the Ravid, and he brings a raya to the Ravid, because the Gemara said before that if a person, stole a saw of chitim, and then made it into bread. So ein zem mevorich elamanayis. That's not called a bracha. That's called niyut shasashem. You're cursing the Rabban Shalom by making this bracha. Mashmi, you have to make the bracha, except the bracha is considered menayis. But the Beis Yosef brings down that the Rambam had a different girsa. Not ein zem mevorich elamanayis. Right? That when you make the bracha, you're really cursing the Rabban Shalom. But keitzad mevorich. Right, ein zu mevorach. How could you possibly make a bracha? The bracha itself is a curse. So there's two different gersos. So the Gemara would come out whether we hold you make a bracha. It's just that it's considered a klala, or you don't make a bracha b'chalal. Now there's different reasons why in the Rambam there's no bracha. The Taz says because achilas ister is not nefshav k'achila. You only make a bracha if you eat. You didn't eat anything because eating something also is not considered eating. And the Levush says, because it's a mitzvah b'avera. Ein zeh mevorech ela menayit. You can't make a bracha in something that's really a klali. You're cursing the Rebbeinu Shel by eating something he says you can't eat. Right? And the bracha achrona you can't make because it's a mitzvah b'avera. How can you make a bench on something you ate be'isser? That what causes the benching is something that's osur is mitzvah b'avera. The nafkamina between these two reasons, they say, I'm not so sure that's the case, is by pikuach nefesh. You have to eat something osur, but you're allowed to eat it. It's pikuach nefesh. So if the reason is because mitzvah bav aver is a mitzvah bav aver, you don't do any aver. But if the idea is that something osur is not considered eating, so here l'maisa it's still something osur. But I don't understand that, because l'maisa, since it's pikuach nefesh, right, so it's mutter. But the answer is that there's two ways of looking at pikuach nefesh. One way of looking at pikuach nefesh is a hutra. The Torah didn't say any isser if the matzav is pikuach nefesh. The thing is mutter to eat. Then it means mistaber that even according to the Taz, that normally achilas isser is not considered achila. Here it's considered achila too. Not just not an aveir, it's achila. But if you learn that pikuach nefesh is nidcha, which probably it is, right? In other words, not hutra. It's just that the Torah said you're allowed to eat this isser because of pikuach nefesh. But it's a dechia. It's nidcha, it's not, that's hotra. So you're still eating isser, except you have a heter to eat the isser. Could be, that's still not considered achila. Achila's dvar masurim is not considered achila, even if you have a heter to do it, but it's only nidcha, so it could be that it's still considered not achila. The Taz paskins by pikuach nefesh also, you don't make a bracha, and the Beis Yosef holds you do make a bracha by pikuach nefesh. Even according to the Rambam, in the case of pikuach nefesh, there's a machlokas whether you make a bracha or you don't make a bracha, and it's totally what we said. It's nidche, it's hutra, or the reason is because it's not achila, the reason is because mitzvah v'avera. By Yom Kippur, though, if you ate by Yom Kippur, be pikuach nefesh, There, some say that everybody holds you make a bracha, because there the food is not awesome. It's the time that's awesome. So you can't say that eating food is not considered achila just because it's Yom Kippur. It's achila, right? Just because it's heter dik of food. The only thing is the zman is awesome.
It would be better to eat.
The what? Okay. The Prisha says in the Ravid that it's only mechayev birkas hamazon d'oraisa. But even the Ravid holds that you only make a bracha d'oraisa birkas hamazon. He doesn't hold this idea of mitzvah there, you have to bench. But bracha rishona, which is only the Rabban, and even the Ravid holds you don't make a bracha on dvarim asurim. That's Shitas Prisha. And the Taz says that dafka b'shogeg, the Ravid holds you make a bracha. But the Mezid, right, what's it called, you wouldn't make a bracha rishona, right? And because l'maisa, you're a Rasha, and it's a mitzvah of avera, for sure. The shogeg you would make if you had to, if it's shogeg over here means onus, right? You forgot, you didn't know, whatever. But otherwise, shogeg is after the fact, yeah.
Yeah, according to the Shita, that eating maholos asuros would not be considered a achila, would almost be an absurd situation that on Yom Kippur a person who has to eat pikuach nefesh should eat macholos asuros.
Yeah, but again, at Yom Kippur the issue is not achila. The issue is yisuvei daite. So it's under the lashon of achila or not. Right? So it was whatever's miyasev daite is also, so macholos asuros is also us. Okay, the ma'isa Shulchan Aruch paskins that the makom sakana pikuach nefesh you do make a bracha. And the Taz says that's only on Yom Kippur, not Macholos Asuros. The Ksav Sofer says that's a good idea if you have to eat something that's Aser. Be Jaki Kuach Nefesh, and now is the Shiloh, you make a bracha or not, you should eat something of Heter, right, also in order to be able to make a bracha on that first. The Magen Avraham says if you're disgusted by the Iser, I discuss you to eat this, or you just have to eat it, then for sure you don't make a bracha. And what's it called? The Magen Avraham says that if somebody forced you to eat, also, you're not interested in eating, and somebody forced you at gunpoint to eat, you don't make a bracha on that either. What's what the Ramah says on that? You don't make a bracha. The Magen Avraham, the Taz say you do make a bracha in that situation. The Maisa, you're eating now, you're in the henna, you have to make a bracha. Okay. One last thing that we didn't get to, and then we'll go to the Gemara. From the fact that a shamish who is mishamish, right, that he's allowed to eat even without rishus, because we figure that they're interested in having a mezumin, so he's allowed to eat afilu without rishus and rishem mezumin. From there, they learn that a person should be mahadir after three people to have a mezumin. Because if there wouldn't be an inyan to have mezumin, why would the shamus assume that he wants them to eat? Because maybe he doesn't want them to eat. But if the inyan isn't, you should try to get three people to be mezumin. So they asked him that. The Madani Yontif says, the Maisin Shulchan Aruch was brought down at Leil Pesach by the Seder. It's an inyan to try to get three people to eat together. Right? Mashmah, it's only Leil Pesach. But in Stam Mazoi, there's no inyan to have dafka three people eating together. So it's a stira to this. Lechor is no stira at all. Two different cases. Where you have three people available and just one's not eating, then the vadi, all the whole year, is an inyan to give that person to eat, so you'll have a mezumin. But Leil Pesach, it's talking about where you only have two people for your Seder. Should you go bedafka out to invite a third person, so you have three people? That you only have to do Leil Pesach. You don't have to bedafka invite a third person to your table if you only have two people all year. But if you have three people around, there's an inyan to be mahadir that all three should eat, that they should have be able to have a mezumin. That's the difference. Okay, let's go on. Toshma, the Gemara is still discussing whether two people can bench the mezumin voluntarily or b'chlal. There's no zimun at all by two. Toshma, noshim mezamnos li'atzmon. The avodim is zamlin the asvan. Women can make a zimun by themselves, and avodim can make a zimun by themselves. Noshim ba'avodim muktanim imrotzu l'zamenim zamlin. But together, a group together of women and slaves and children, that you can't make a zimun of them together. 100 women are like two men, right? That doesn't mean for anything else except this thing, right? Rashi says, why are 100 women like two men? Because le'inyin chova, they're not chayif to be mezamin. So you could have 100 women, and they remain like two men, right? Meaning that there's no chiyu for them to be mezamin, yet it says they're allowed to be mezamin. So same thing goes, what's it called, for two men? Two men, there's no chiyuv to mezamin, but they're allowed to mezamin. Because women are, what's it called, no matter how many women it is, it remains like two men. Uktani noshim mezamin liasman, bavoni mezamin liasman. So it's a shani hosman, nikadeus. No. Two women, what's it called, three women are not like two men. Because lemaisa, there's three different people. And there's still the idea of hovu goldul alokeinu. One person saying to two. By two men, there's that inyan doesn't apply. So even though women aren't chayiv, but there's more of an inyan v'rishus to have three women being mezamin than two men that don't fit into the pasuk at all. So where it says ihachi emaseifa, if that's the case, noshim v'avodim imrotzul ezamin ein mezamin amaylo v'ikadeus. Right? If women and slaves want to be mezamin together, they shouldn't. Why not? There's three of them. Right, and even though none of them are chayiv, why shouldn't they be mezamin? Or shani hasa mishum pritzusa. No, that's a separate reason. That's because we don't want women and slaves to eat together. It's pritzus. So therefore, we don't want them to mezamin at all. But lemaisa, women alone, right, or avodim alone, they are what's it called? They can be mezamin. To stein the rav the omrim rotz lezamin ein mezamin. Now the Gemara said before that rav and was the other man the omer. Rav Yochanan? Yeah, Rav and Rav Yochanan. So we said one said this and one said that, but we don't know who said what. Okay? So now the Gemara says, let's prove that Rav was the one, right, who said that ain mezamin, that two people can't be mezamin, even voluntarily. Omer Rav Dimi bar Yosef Omer Rav, Shlosha Shoachlu Ka'achas, V'yotza Echad Mehem L'shuk. Three people ate together, and one of them left early. And he went to the shuk, right? They were eating, obviously, the right near Rishus HaRabim, and he left, because we'll see that he's close enough that they can call to him. Korin lo mezamin olav. So we called to him, right? We'll see what that means. There's three different sheets is what that means, we called to him. But Rashi learns that he stays in the shuk, but he's close enough to hear the benching and to answer. Okay, so we prize him of the fact that they're benching, and even though he's not sitting with them anymore, he's far away in the shuk, but since he's close enough to hear an answer, he's mitzvah. Time with the korin lo. That's only because you can call him. But if the guy went away and they're left with two people, right, lechora, they should be able to the bench with mezumin themselves, right? Hello, korin lo, lo, lo. But if you don't call him, then they can't bench mezumin themselves. Why not? They're two. If Rav holds that two people are allowed to bench mezumin voluntarily, let them bench mezumin voluntarily, and there's no problem. And the guy who left, that's his tough luck. He's not going to bench anyway mezumin. So let them bench mezumin. So he says, no, shani hosim dikbu v'chova mikara. If you already have three, then you're chayiv to bench mezumin, then you only can bench mezumin v'chiv if you have all three. So you have to call it. But if they had started with two to begin with, then they didn't have a chiyuv to bench mezumin, then they can make a voluntary mezumin. But you can't have a voluntary mezumin where you already were chayuv to have a mandatory mezumin. Right? One's not good, one doesn't fulfill the chiyuv of the other. Ela tishtayim Reb Yochanan who da'omrim rotz lezamin ein mezamin. Okay, so let's bring a proof the other way. Reb Yochanan is the one who says that you're not allowed to be mezamin. Da'omar Rabba Bar Barchana Reb Yochanan. Shnayim sho'ochlu ka'achas. Right, two people ate together. Echad mehem yotzei birkas chaveiro. One could be yotzei with the bracha of the other one. Okay, if two people ate together, then one could bench and be motzi the other. V'havinan boi makom ashmalon, right? Tanina shama v'lo ona yotzei. Right, that even a person heard the other one's benching and he didn't answer on me, he's still yotzei. V'omreb zeira lomer shein birkas hamazon beinehem. Right, that there's no mezumin. Right, one is yotzei with the other one, but there's no mezumin. Don't bench me mezumin. Okay, tishtayim. So that's clear that there's no mezumin according to Rabbi Yochanan when two people eat together. Omer le Rava Baravuna la Ravuna, the Horabonin da Asma Rava Amri im Rotzla Zam Mazamnin, my lad the Shmuel of Yochanan. Yochanan lived in Eretz Israel. Right? So the people who came from Eretz Israel said that you're allowed to bench the Mizumin two people. The Horah, they heard it from Rabbi Yochanan. And now we're saying that Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said you can't bench the Mizumin with two people. Rav also was in Eretz Yisrael to begin with. Then he went, he was a Yore, he came to Bavel after that. But they heard it from Rav when he was in Eretz Yisrael. So the people in Eretz Yisrael heard from Rav that if you want to bench with Mizumin, you can with two. They didn't hear it from Yochanan because we just proved that Yochanan was going to hold you can't bench Mizumin with two. See Rashi? Can refurish time of the come on. The Gemara's explain later why Avodim and Noshim together can't make a mezumin. Shein kviyusim noyed, because we don't want them to be together. So we discourage them from being together. Mishum pritzus, it's pritzus. Bein de Noshim, bein de mishkav zocher, da Avodim b'ktanim. Right? Avodim and Ktanim are not good together because we're afraid that the Avodim are going to be homosexual, the children. And Noshim and Avodim aren't good because it's Znus. So therefore we discourage them so we don't let them bench Mizumim. Right? 100 women are like 2 men. In the scene so far, they're just like 2 women have, what's it called? 100 women don't have a chiyuv, just like 2 men don't have a chiyuv. The Imrat, so and yet, right, the women are allowed to be Mizamim. So you see the 2 men could also be Mizamim. The Wadim Lishnai. By 3 women, true, they have no chiyuv, but at least the pasuk could be mekuyim gadol hashemiti. So there's an idea of benching the mezumin. But 2 men, the whole concept of gadol hashemiti doesn't apply. And then there's no zimun even voluntarily. Korin lolo hodiyo shehem rotzim lezamin. The Yifana Aleim B'Mokum Amado V'Dai Lohem B'Kach. Right? They tell him that they want a bench, and he then pays attention, and passes the Chronim learn that he answers also. He hears them benching, he answers, he's close enough to hear them call him, and to what's it called to answer. U'mezamnin Olav V'Afal Pi She'ein Oboi Etzlam. The Chiddush is that he doesn't come, he doesn't have to come and be physically with them, it's enough that he answers from where he is. Still, he's mitzvah. V'omer Abzeira, lomer she'im birchas zimun b'neihem. Lo bol lamdeinu, ela she'im srichim zimun. Dekiva de'echad yotzei birchas chaveiro, ashmi'inu de'ein zimun. Ge'yei zimun, birchas shneihemi. Sorry, omer devorech, v'hu olden baruchu. Right? Mashma, if one is yotzei with the brach of the other, it means it's they're doing 2 separate things. Because if there would be zimun, it wouldn't be that one's yotzei with the brach of the other. They're benching together. Right? It's one bracha between them. So Morris says, La b'shmiel u'bi Rabbi Yochanan, de bar maravahu, right? Rabbi Yochanan was Eretz Yisrael. De ilu Rav, the Bavel havi. Rav was in Bavel. So the people from Eretz Yisrael couldn't have heard from Rav that you could be mezamein, what's it called, voluntarily. U'b'nei marava, hecha shmielu. How did they hear from Rav? He lived in Bavel. So Morris says, no, it's talking where, what's it called, where, before Rav went to Bavel, he lived in Eretz Yisrael, and that's when they heard it from him. Okay. Okay, let's go on, and then we'll see as much as we get back.
How many questions for Zinusim?
Gufa. Omar Avdimi Bar Yosef Omar Rav. Shlosha Sha'och Luka Achas, the Yotza Echad Meham Lashuk, Korin Lo Mezamnin Olav. Okay, we're going back now to the case we mentioned before. 3 people ate together. One of them left early, and he went to the Shuk. So as long as he's close enough that we can call to him and he can hear the benching, hear the mezumin, and answer, right, the way Rashi learns, then he's counted still for the mezumin, even though he's not there. Omer Abaya, v'hu dekari leva'ani. That's if you call to him and he answers, that's the way Rashi learns. Kari leva'ani means from where he is, right, he answers to benching. Omer Marzutra, v'lo amranela b'shlosha. That's only if we're benching 3 without Shem Hashem. Avo basora, but if you have 10 people and some people leave, or one person leaves, right? Ad nisi, he has to come back. You can't bench b'shem if one of them isn't there at the table. Okay, he has to come back to the table in order to say elokeinu. Maskech lo rabashi adarabba ipcha mistabra. Right? Maybe just the opposite should be the case. Tisha nirin kasora. 9, you can't readily see the difference between 9 and 10. 9 could be 10, unless you count, b'dikduk, 9 sometimes looks like 10. But shnayim nirin kishlosha, 2 you can see clearly is not 3. So it would be easier to count 9 sitting together and a 10th one away to be considered still a minion, right, for benching, than to count 2 and one of them away, right? And the Maestad of Hilchas or Kamar Zutra. But the halacha is like Kamar Zutra, right? That there's a difference between 3 and 10, and that by 3 you could be Mitzarakim and bench, and 10 Lamaisa not. In order to say Shem Hashem, you need everybody together. My timer, Kivan de Boilat Kure Shem Shemayim, Botzer Measor Lok Lava Orach Ara. Right, since you have to mention Shem Hashem, it's not proper if there's only 9 people sitting there and one's away to mention Shem Hashem. You should have all 10 in one place. Omer Abaya, Naktin and Shnayim Shachlu Ka'achas Mitzvah Lecholik. Okay, if 2 people ate together, there's a mitzvah that they should separate and each one bench by himself, and not that one should be motzi the other one. Tanya Nami Hachi Shnayim Shachlu Ka'achas Mitzvah Lecholik. But Medvar Mamrim Kishneim Sofrim. When both of them are Talmidei Chachamim, they both know how to bench. Aval echad sofer vechad bur, sofer mevarech ubur yotze. But if one is a Talmud Chacham, the other one's a bur, and he doesn't really know how to bench, right? That's the way we'll learn now. They'll see that there's other shittas that he knows how to bench, but his benching is not as good as if he listens to a Talmud Chacham benching, and yotze with his benching, right? But here it's mashma that he doesn't know how to bench, right? Then the sofer is mevarech, and the bur is yotze. Rashi. who the korileva oni shesamachu etzlam? He's close enough that he can hear them call to him. He can hear them bench. Va'ol the baruchu, and he answers to the benching too. Lo amron de lo tzorich lemesi gabayu elishlosha. And that's halacha that the guy doesn't have to come back to the table. He can bench from where he is as long as he can hear and answer. Right? That's only by 3. But in order to mention Shem Hashem, he has to come back and sit with him. It's not easy to distinguish between 9 and 10. But between 2 and 3, it's very easy to distinguish. It's a mitzvah they should separate, and each one should bench by himself, and not one. Bein Birkas HaMotzi, Bein Birkas HaMotzi. It doesn't make a difference whether they're making Birkas HaMotzi or Birkas HaMotzi. Each one should make his own bracha. Tosfos argues on Rashi, and Tosfos says that Birkas HaMotzi, even with 2, one could be Motzi the other one. They sat down together to eat, because they're intending to be together, so one could be Motzi the other. But, and also it's only a bracha d'Rabbanan. But Birkas HaMotzi is d'Raisa, and their intention to bench is to part ways. So since their benching is the beginning of parting ways, one doesn't bench for the other, right? And also because of bracha d'oraisa, also don't bench for the other. 2 reasons. Okay. But Rashi holds that both motzi and birkas hamazon, they say themselves. They don't motzi one the other. Echad mafsi, I wouldn't get it yet. Okay, later. Omar Rava, hom mil samrisa ando, vi samra mishmed rabzeir kamosi. Rava said, I said this on my own, and then, they told me it in the name of Rav Zera, just like me. Okay, that Rav Zera said like me, even though Rav Zera said it before him, right, but he said it on his own. You see, from here, if somebody says something on his own that somebody else said before, he can still say it in his own name, right, because he thought of it. But he doesn't have to say it for shame, or he didn't hear it from the other person. Okay. Shlosha Shoach Lukachas, 3 people eating together. Echad Matzik Lishnayim. If 2 of them finish first, and the 3rd one's not finished, he has to stop eating if they're ready to bench, to answer to their benching. But if 1 of them finishes early, and 2 of them are still eating, they don't have to stop eating so he can bench. Okay? But if they want to, they can. It's only they don't have to. But if they want to, they can. Below, v'hora papa ifsik leila abba mar bere, right? So the machor is not true. Rav Papa stopped eating, right? for the sake of Ava Marbere. So Rosh says, Iu v'chad, Shani. Oh, one second, Iu v'chad, right? And there was another person there, and those two were matzik, right? Ihu v'chad, right? That the two people stopped eating for the sake of the other one. So Mara says, Shani Rapapa, the lifting Mishuras Hadinu David, right? He did it, what's it, he didn't have to do it. He did it, what's it called, as a chesed to the other person. Okay, but in other words, you're allowed to stop eating and bench mizumin, even if you only have what's it called one person who finished. But lemaisa, you don't have to do that. But if one is what's it called still eating and two people finish, he has to stop eating, answer, and then go back to eating. Yehuda bar Mareimar, Mar bar Avashi, Rav Acha midifti, Tarchi rifta b'hadei hadoni. These three people, Yehuda bar Mareimar, Mar bar Avashi, and Rav Acha midifti. They ate together. Lohavi behuchad, dahavi muflin mechavrei levruchilu. None of the three were that much greater than the others that he should clearly be the one to bench for them. In other words, the mezuman used to be that one person bench, everybody answered, everybody listened. So it was mamish one bracha for everybody. So yasvei v'komi boyelu. So they sat and they had the following shayla. Hodisnan shloshe shoach luka'achas. Chayomim lezami. Hani mile heichadika adam godl. That's, they have to be mezamen where one of them is obviously bigger than the other two, and therefore he should say the bracha, and everybody else should be tuffled to him. That's the idea of zibur, that the two are tuffled to one of them who's greater, and they now form one group through him. That's the union of zibur. Aval hecha dechi hadoni ninu, where the three are equal, chilek bracha so better each one should bench by himself. There shouldn't be a mezamen. So Baruch, Adif, Chilik Baruch, Adif, Baruch initial Nafshei. So each one, what's it called, bent by himself. They didn't bench Mizumin. They came to the conclusion that since none of them are greater, they're all equal, they should bench by themselves. Oslo Kameh to Mareimar. Then they came to Mareimar. Omer Lohu, Yedei Bracha, Yotzasim. Yedei Zimun, Lo Yotzasim. You made a mistake. Zimun is not only when there's one greater and two lesser. Zimun is even when they're all equal. There's still an Indian to bench Mizumin. The Chitemru Nahadr, Benizamin, said also now Lamafreya will go and be Mizamin after benching, right? We'll get together and we'll say it Lamafreya, right? Ein Zimu Lamafreya, no such thing. Can't be Mizamin after benching, it has to be before benching, okay? The Shaila is, the Havamina was, the Shaila about Zimun is. If Zimun is a Hazmona to bench, right, then it's ridiculous, isn't it? Surely impossible to make a hazmona to bench after you bench. But zimun may be an extra bracha. And aside from the birchas hamazon, there's an idea of making birchas hazimun. Right? There's an idea of getting together and saying a separate bracha that puts you all together. So maybe that's a havamin, you can do that at the end too. Right? You said the birchas hamazon, but you didn't say the birchas hazimun. So I might think at the end, so now you are messiahing with birchas hazimun. Tomas Malon doesn't work, I'm afraid. It has to be before. Somebody didn't eat, and he came and he found three people who were eating together, and they're ready to bench, and they're ready mezamen, but he didn't eat. So what should he say? Mahu omer acharei. What does he say? He can't say baruch alokenu shochalnu mishalo. He didn't eat anything, right? So what does he answer? So Rav Zvir omer baruch umavorach. That's what he says. Or baruch umavorach shemo. Then we have a little bit longer nusach. The Shulchan Aruch brings down Baruch Hu Mishmo Tomid Lolam Void, but he says Baruch Hu Mavorach. He doesn't say Baruch Shachal Mishalom. Rav Papa Omer Ona Ame. And Rav Papa says he answers Ame. The low pleading. There's no machlokas between them. It depends when he came. Hodish Tachinu Deka Amri Nevorich. If they were saying Rav Osai Nevorich, so what does the other one say? Right? Baruch. What's it called? No, they say what? Yishem Hashem Mavorach Me'atav Yarolam. So he answers, Baruch Hu Mavorach, right? That's he can answer. Hadish Kachinu Dekarmi Baruch. But if he came and they were saying, Baruch Elokeinu Shachalmu Mishalo, so they're saying the word Baruch, he can answer Amen to that Baruch. So then he says Amen. Dekarmi Baruch, Hashkachinu Dekarmi Nevorach, Omer Baruch Hu Mavorach. Hashkachinu Dekarmi Baruch, Ode Amen. Tani Chada, what's it called? Okay. Yeah, I think we'll stop here and go into a few of the things that we, not too much we do over here. First of all, Zimun by Noshim. Rashi Tosfos brings down the smag that three women eat together, they're allowed to bench b'mezumen. Okay, when they're alone, it's just women. And the Pnei Yeshua says, why didn't they make a chiyu for women to bench b'mezumen? If Gadlu Lashem Iti applies to three women as much as three men, like the Gemara says, and that's why they can do it b'rishus, why didn't they make a chiyu? So the Pnei Yeshua says that because we hold really a woman is only chayav in benching with the Rabbanan, because she doesn't have bris and Torah or whatever. And we'll get to that in a different sugya. But in any case, if that's the case, she can't be motzi a man in benching, because she's only chayav in the Rabbanan, he's chayav in on Torah. So in order to make a differentiation between men and women, they didn't make a chiyuv of zimun by women, that it should be clear that their chiyuv in benching is different. Otherwise, it would come a takola that women could think they could be motzi men in benching. And the Mishnah Berurah says another reason, since most women were not proficient in being able to be mezamein, they didn't make them chayav. But if they want to and they're proficient, they can do it. And Tosfos brings down, Taka, that the daughters of Rabbeinu Avraham, the father-in-law of Rabbeinu Yehuda, right, based on their father, used to bench for mezumen when they ate together. The Rosh holds that they're chayav mezamein when they're by themselves. It's not just that they have a rishus to do it. Women who eat alone, without any men or slaves, right there, have to bench mezumen. Okay, and the based on the Gemara in Erechin, the Gemara there says b'feirish hakol chayovim b'zimun lasuyei noshim. The women have to bench mezumen. Okay, just like they're chayiv in Birkas Hamazon with the Rabbanan, they're chayiv mezimun with the Rabbanan. The same chiyuv the Rabbanan gave them to bench is the same chiyuv to bench mezumen. The smag, who says that they don't have to bench from his woman, so how does he learn that Gemara? The Gemara says that takol chayovim b'zimun. So he says that's talking when they're eating with men. They have three men who have to bench from his woman. So the women then are chayiv to answer to the zimun too, right? But you don't are not mitzvah if two men and one woman. That you don't do because of preachers. And what's it called? But three men who have to bench, and there's some women eating at the table. They're mechuyev then to answer to the mezumen. But if it's only three women, there's no chiyu for the women to bench mezumen themselves. Okay, there's no men. The Shulchan Aruch passes women are not chayiv, and the minig normally is that women don't bench the mezumen, even themselves. And the Torah brings down minig of Ashkenaz is that they don't make a zimun. But the halacha, if they want to be mezamen, they can. The Rambam says, even if women bench mezumen, that's only three. But even 10 women don't say Elokeinu. Okay, because after that you need a minyan, and women don't comprise a minyan. Okay? The Meiri, however, brings down a daya that if 10 women bench together, right, they're eating alone, they bench together, they say Elokeinu. It's not Dovr Shebikdusha. It's just an idea of mentioning Shem Hashem because of the Chashivus of 10. That's a minion. And for this, women can count as a minion too. Together with men, they're not mezame, right? In other words, you can't be mitzvah of two men and a woman or two women and a man or whatever. And the reason for that is, one reason is because their yeshiva is not considered keva. Men and women together don't create a kvias. That's what the Ritva says. Or because it's preachers. Men and women together to be mitzvah for benching. And therefore, according to that reason, if you have a family meal, it's not preachers for sisters and brothers to eat together at the same table, could be there that they would have to bench and be mitzvah. Two sisters and a brother, right? It's not preachers. So maybe they would have to bench according to that reason. There's another reason, because their chiyuv and birkas hamazon is not equal. They're only derabbanan, they're deraisa, therefore we said they don't, not mitzvah. But that would make a difference that if the women ate kidei shniya, so they're a clear derabbanan, and the men didn't eat kidei shniya, so they're also a derabbanan, then maybe then they could be mitzvah. So sometimes it could be that what's it called, that with the, depending on the reason, it could be then that you could be mitzvah, men and women together in different situations where they could be mezamen. The meaning is, though, that women are not mezamen even when they eat by themselves, but if they want to, mezamen is not awesome for them to do it. Okay, next. The sugya where there's a mezumen and one of them went away. Okay, you've got to get back into the habit of, we get into the habit of asking questions. If we let questions, we'll never finish any of this. Okay. You can ask the internet the question. Rashi says that the person who went away has to be close enough to hear them benching an answer. And the Rosh, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rabbeinu Yonah all say the same thing. Okay? They say that they ask on this, the Chor, why is this different than Amha Oris? You can mitzarif an Amha Oris to bench, and he doesn't answer anything. He doesn't know what to say. He doesn't answer anything. He stills mitzarif. So they say it's a very big difference. Where the Amha Oris is sitting with you, so even if he doesn't answer anything, he's mitzarif because he's there. But this guy isn't there. So if he doesn't answer, how is he mitzarif? He's not answering, he's not there. What makes him together? So it has to be that he's able to answer. That makes him together. The Rabbeinu Chananel says that he has to be able to hear, but he doesn't have to answer. Hearing is enough. He doesn't have to answer to the benching. He's still mitzarif. And the Ra'or and the Ritva says, Kori Leva'ani means they call to him and he responds and comes back. The Chiddush is that even though he left, it doesn't break the Zimun. He's coming back helps, but he has to come back and sit there and answer. The Rambam holds that even the guy who left, even though he's not sitting with them, right, is Yotze Zimun too. And the Rabbeinu Yonah says, their Yotze Zimun. Since he's not sitting with them, he could be Mitztarif for their Zimun, but he himself is not Yotze anymore. He's not Yotze Zimun. and now, what about now, could he remain there and bench? Does he have to come back to bench? There's two inyanim here. One, the Mizumin, and then the actual benching. When he's ready to bench, does he have to go back there and bench? Or no, since Lamaisa, he was able to answer from where he was, he could bench where he is also. Even though normally you have to go back to the place where you ate, here he wouldn't have to go back. That's what's called the Meiri says, and the Rambam says he has to go back for benching at least. And now if there's 10, according to Rashi, if he goes back, it'll help. Because he doesn't have to go back by 3, but by 10, if he goes back, it'll help. And according to the Rabbeinu Yonah, right, even if he goes back, it won't help, right? Because, according to those sheetahs, so by 3, you have to go back. The chiddush is that it helps to go back. So by 10, where it says it doesn't help, means it doesn't help to even go back. By 10, if one went away, comes back, you don't say Shem Hashem anymore.